Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Peanut butter and jelly, fish and chips, rock and roll. Some combinations are irresistible. Love and marriage, a horse and carriage, baseball and knitting. Charlie Schroeder has our story.
If there's one kind of joke that can really make you groan, it's a knitting joke.
Did you hear about the knitting pirate?
No, I did not hear about the knitting pirate.
He knits with yarn.
But when you're on a bus, stuck in traffic, en route to a Dodgers game, you've got to stay entertained, even if the joke doesn't leave you in stitches. If knitting jokes aren't your idea of a good time, there's always needle trivia to keep your mind off the rush hour traffic.
Question number one. If you have a size 6mm needle, what would the U.S. size of that needle be?
This isn't how most people travel to Dodgers games, but then again, this chartered bus isn't full of typical baseball fans. For one thing, it originated at the knitting and crochet store, Unwind, in nearby Burbank. For another, everyone, well, almost everyone, is knitting. Then there's the female to male ratio. Tonight, the folks on this bus are taking part in Stitch and Pitch, a nationwide event wherein devotees of the needle arts attend baseball games to knit, crochet, embroider, anything you can do with some thread and a needle. According to Libby Butler Gluck, the publicist for the National Needle Arts Association, the idea first came about in 2005 when the Seattle Mariners front office invited crafters out to one of their games.
And it was just a very casual idea, and the first year they got 1,500 people, and they called it Stitch and Pitch.
A year later, the National Needle Arts Association adopted Stitch and Pitch. This year, 22 major league and 40 minor league teams host events. The thinking goes that baseball stadiums are the perfect venue for crafters. There are a lot of seats, they're well lit, and as Butler Gluck puts it,
it's rare that people invite knitters or crocheters out to an event. And so, you know, anytime there's an event for people who like to knit or crochet, it's like everyone comes out to the event.
On the way from the parking lot to Dodger Stadium, I speak with L.A. school teacher Rose Collier. She's new to knitting and tells me she likes it because of the camaraderie it engenders. In particular, so-called stitch and bitch sessions, where a handful of women sit around a table, stitch, and, well, complain.
The knitting creates a bond where you have no strangers. So you sit there and you share stories, so you end up talking to each other. It's like old friends.
But stitch and pitch, that Collier raves, is stitch and bitch on acid.
When you go in there, you're going to see me about 200 to 300 other women.
Uh-huh.
And what they do is there's no barriers. You go over to anyone, they're open. Let me see what you're doing. How did you start that? Where did you get it? And you're just talking to everyone, and they're open.
Thank you. Peanuts here, peanuts. Nuts here, nuts.
Turns out it's a perfect night for Dodgers fans to do some stitching. The Astros score 4 runs in the first inning, and by the end of the third, they're up 7-1. This romp gives me plenty of time to chat with women like Jeannie Key. She's in the early stages of making a floppy sun hat, and tells me that knitting at Dodger games isn't anything new to her. She did it for years in better seats than the nosebleeds we're in tonight.
And I still remember the guy not letting me through with my knitting bag because he thought it was dangerous.
But attitudes have changed, not only at Dodger Stadium, but at other major league venues as well. Again, Libby Butler Gluck.
Honestly, they thought we would bring like 10 or 20 people out. And we had some of our larger events, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people coming out to these events. And now we're in sort of our fourth year, and they are more than happy to have us back.
Attitudes about needle crafting have changed as well. Looking at the nearly 400 people filling Section 40, I see tattoos and 20-somethings, even a few men, like Edward Baum, a self-proclaimed perfectionist who's having issues with a practice piece.
Yeah, look at this. Look at that right there.
Oh, that's a hole.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Baum doesn't care much for baseball, but he thought it'd be fun to spend the night with his wife, Mindy, a competitive knitter. how'd Edward get hooked?
He was sort of getting into my yarn, and I was like, well, you...
What do you mean he was getting into your yarn?
Well, he was getting into how much space it took up.
So, Baum has started digging into it. In return, he hopes Mindy will try his favorite pastime.
Well, she's promised at some point to learn to program computers, but we haven't actually made any progress.
By the bottom of the seventh, the Astros have the game all sewn up. Most fans turn their attention to a beach ball that's getting batted around, but not the Stitch and Pitch crew. They're hard at work on afghans, socks, and scarves. Mary Jamora, however, has temporarily put her knitting on hold so she can focus her energy on the Dodgers and...
Give them a lot of good thoughts so that they start scoring, and it's not working. So I'm going to take the knitting back out and do it again because it's just not working.
But even at the end of an uninspired Dodger showing, Jamora's friend, Kathy Fogel, manages to find a silver lining.
I'm finishing my sleeves and my sweater because there's not a whole lot going on the field, so I've been able to focus on that, so that's a positive thing.
For Only a Game, I'm Charlie Schroeder in Los Angeles, California.
Charlie Schroeder's adventure among the knitters at the ballpark in Los Angeles will be featured on this week's program. We'll also have a college football preview and a story about the Pittsburgh Pirates, who continue to disappoint their fans not only by losing, but by failing to hold on to the players who seem most likely to reverse that trend. I'll be talking with Michael Oriard, who played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's enjoyed a much longer career as Dr. Oriard, professor of English. And the book he wrote about his football days, The End of Autumn, has just been reprinted almost 30 years after he wrote it. And we'll salute the 30th anniversary of ESPN, even though they failed utterly to recognize our 16th anniversary earlier this summer. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.